Welcome back to ITFM Insights, the show where we explore the trends and strategies shaping modern IT financial management. I'm Chiara Zapanta, host of ITFM Insights, and today we're discussing how organizations are rethinking annual IT planning in an increasingly dynamic environment, and why static once-a-year planning approaches are no longer enough. Joining me today is Peter Van Loon, founder and CEO of Its Value, who brings extensive experience helping IT finance teams modernize planning, forecasting, and decision-making. Peter, welcome back to ITFM Insights. It's great to have you here again.
Hi, Chiara.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me back to your podcast.
Of course. So to begin, could you please just give us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you've been, you know, seen or have you how you've seen annual IT planning evolve across IT and finance organizations?
Yes. So I'm Peter Van Loon. I'm the founder and CEO of Its Value, and I've been active in the IT firm space for the last 25 years, which the last 70 years at Its Value. Its Value delivers a lot of IT firm consultancy and IT firm software implementation services in Europe. And we are pretty successful by understanding the whole IT planning part as part of the ITFM side. Now, for the past decade, going into your question, I think IT planning has evolved from a largely cost-focused exercise into an integral part of the broader business planning process.
Awesome. So
historically, IT was treated primarily as a cost center, with budget derived from prior year spending and marginally adjusted for anticipated changes. And planning was largely cost-driven and disconnected from the actual consumption of IT products or services. Today, IT delivers business-oriented products and services that are directly driven by business demand and characterized by much higher change velocity. Now, this shift requires a fundamentally different planning approach, one that focuses more on business demand, service delivery, and transparency into the associated costs. So as a result, the close collaboration between business, IT, and finance has become essential. Effective planning today is no longer owned by one function. It's a shared responsibility across all three.
Got it. Yeah, no, that's really great context. But I'm happy to have you back on to discuss today's topic. I just want to dive a little bit deeper into that. I guess from your perspective, what's changed in today's environment that's, you know, making that approach of just annual planning less effective in general?
Now, if you look at how organizations operate today, things simply change too fast. So business priorities shift every few weeks, driven by the market demand or customer expectations, maybe some regulation or just new digital initiatives. And at the same time, the IT teams are working in short delivery cycles in an agile way, constantly adjusting what they work on next. So when you lock everything into a budget and a plan for a full year upfront, what often happens is that reality moves on, but the plan doesn't. So if the project shifts, demand changes, costs move, you're still steering on assumptions that are no longer valid. That doesn't work anymore. So that's why many organizations now keep the annual plan as a baseline, but they complement it with quarterly updates or even monthly rolling forecasts. So in a very practical sense, this allows teams to pause, look at what's actually been delivered, reassess priorities, and then redirect the spend if needed, which gives companies a much better control and far fewer surprises throughout the year.
Yeah, that need for adaptability is something that, you know, many organizations are still trying to figure out today. So with organizations facing more constant change and shifting priorities, like you mentioned, what really separates the teams that are planning effectively from those that are, you know, struggling to keep up?
Yeah, if you look at organizations that really perform well, the biggest difference is often how they organize collaboration. So high-performing organizations don't treat annual planning as an IT or a finance exercise. They see it as a shared responsibility. Business, IT, and finance work closely together and talk about the why, the how, and the what of the products and services IT delivers. That means planning is not just about the cost, but about the value and the outcomes. So finance has the real-time insight into what's being planned and how it fits financial targets, but they don't fully take over the process. And the business stays accountable for priorities and demand, but IT is accountable for delivery and cost efficiency. And what really enables this way of working is having the right tooling in place. Purpose-built planning solutions create a single shared view of demand, capacity, and financials. So everyone is working from the same data. So they add structure to the process, they reduce the manual effort and make assumptions and trade-offs transparent. That consistency is incredibly important, especially when plans need to be updated during the year. Mm-hmm. Less mature organizations often rely heavily on Excel or custom BI solutions because they feel flexible and it's lower cost. But in practice, that flexibility quickly turns into complexity. So a lot of time is spent reconciling numbers, maintaining spreadsheets, and explaining differences instead of having meaningful conversations about priorities and decisions. It also becomes very difficult to repeat the process year after year or to audit how decisions were made. So in high-performing organization, tooling does not replace collaboration, but it supports it by making planning more reliable, repeatable, and easier to adjust when reality changes, and it changes quickly and a lot.
Got it. Yeah, definitely. I also think it's important to stay aligned as priorities shift. So how can organizations better connect, high-level business strategy to the day-to-day financial and operational planning that's happening within IT?
Yeah, and in practice, most business strategies really come down to two things: today's business running smoothly and investing in change for the future. Now, that sounds straightforward, but translating those strategic ambitions into concrete IT plans is where many organizations run into trouble. Now, IT needs to decide where to allocate capacity, which capabilities are required, and which initiatives truly support the strategy, while still staying within financial boundaries. Strategic portfolio management plays an important role here, because it helps link strategic goals to initiatives and funding decisions. But one of the biggest challenges is still people. You need the right skills, available at the right time, and at the right cost. So that makes labor planning and financial planning inseparable. Without structured labor planning and reliable data, strategy quickly turns into wishful thinking. And what's also crucial is realizing that this is not a one-off exercise. Market conditions change, priorities shift, and new technologies emerge constantly. So organizations need continuous insight into consumption, capacity, and spend versus plan. And when strategy, planning, and execution are connected through clear processes and shared data, then IT can adjust faster and support the business much more effectively throughout the year.
And when that connection isn't strong, forecasting and planning decisions, I guess, can quickly become reactive. I guess demand planning or demand forecasting here is really such a key input. Where do organizations, typically struggle the most when it comes to demand forecasting and planning?
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges with demand forecasting is simply the language mismatch between IT and the business. IT services are often defined in very technical terms, while the business thinks in terms of growth, customer volumes, transactions, or expansion plans. So if services aren't described in business language, it becomes almost impossible for business to translate a roadmap or strategy into expected IT usage. As a result, forecasting often turns into a financial exercise driven by assumptions rather than a real conversation about demand. So a major improvement comes from having a shared IT product and service catalog that's aligned to business capabilities. When services have the clear consumption units, transparent pricing, and a clear link to business activities, the demand suddenly becomes way more tangible. Of course, data quality and visibility are critical enablers in this model. So if the cost, the usage, or the allocation data isn't trusted, discussions quickly stall. But when business, IT, and finance all work from the same numbers, forecasting becomes really collaborative. The business manages the volumes, IT focus on efficiency, and finance maintains financial control.
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds like visibility and the reliable data and then just, creates just better forecasting outcomes in general. So As organizations, look to improve that process, where do you see AI having the biggest impact in this?
Yeah, AI has a lot of potential in IT financial planning, especially when it comes to forecasting and scenario analysis. Now, we all know its real strength is that it can bring together many different variables: historical spend, consumption trends, demand signals, delivery patterns, and even external factors. And it can all analyze them far faster and more consistently than humans ever could. But that makes it possible to predict future IT spend earlier and often with much greater accuracy. But at the same time, AI is definitely not a silver bullet. The quality of the output is entirely dependent on the quality of the data behind it. Incomplete data, inconsistent allocations, or weak governance, increased risk of unreliable forecast, or false confidence. And that's something organizations need to handle very carefully. But when AI is applied responsibly, with clear assumptions and strong data foundations, it can really enhance the planning process. It supports shorter planning cycles, more frequent forecast updates, and much clearer scenario discussions. But AI shouldn't replace human judgment, but it can significantly strengthen decision-making by providing faster insights and well-quantified options to choose from.
And, you know, as planning becomes more data-driven and AI-enabled, it also requires closer collaboration across teams. So where do you commonly see, you know, misalignment between IT finance and business leaders?
Yeah, in my experience, misalignment usually starts with a lack of shared understanding. And business leaders often don't fully understand how IT services are structured to price, while IT tends to explain plans in technical terms that don't really connect to business priorities. So even though everyone is talking about the plan, they're often talking past each other. That creates a gap between what the business expects and what IT is actually delivering. So finance can unintentionally make this worse. In many organizations, IT controllers end up doing a large part of the planning work on behalf of the IT budget owners. That helps move the process forward, but it also reduces ownership and engagement from IT leadership. Plan might look solid financially, but operationally it doesn't always reflect reality or delivery constraints. Alignment improves significantly when roles are very clear. Business owners demand a prioritization, IT owns delivery and efficiency, and finance owns governance and financial control. When those responsibilities are understood and respected, then planning becomes a shared conversation focused on decisions. And what we see with some of our more mature customers is that once a truly business-aligned service catalog is in place, the whole planning process becomes much smoother. Mm. And both IT and the business no longer have to spend time first trying to understand each other or translating terminology. And that groundwork has already been done. Everybody's speaking the same language, and that changes the conversation completely. So no debating of definitions or reconciling assumptions. The discussion immediately focuses on the actual planning outcomes. What needs to be delivered, what volume, and what cost.
Yep.
What we also see at our customers then that the whole planning process goes really fast, really efficient. And nice thing to say then that in comparison to other shared services, we do not have a structured process, then you can see IT goes a lot faster.
Awesome. And when those groups aren't aligned, you know, it can really make it difficult for organizations to stay responsive throughout the year, like you mentioned. But many teams are now trying to move beyond static plans. You know, what does a more dynamic or continuous planning approach look like in practice that you've seen?
Yeah, in practice, the dynamic planning still starts with an annual plan, of course. But the big difference is how that plan is used. So instead of being treated as a fixed contract for the entire year, it becomes more a baseline, a starting point. And then throughout the year, assumptions are revisited, forecasts are updated, and priorities are adjusted based on what's actually happening in the business and in IT delivery. So what this looks like day to day is the use of rolling forecasts or quarterly updates combined with a continuous comparison between the actuals and the expectations. Deviations are spotted early, discussions focus on trade-offs, and decisions are supported by scenario analysis rather than gut feeling. So IT financial management plays a key role in enabling this, as it provides ongoing visibility into consumption, unit cost, capacity usage, and spend versus forecast. Now, that transparency allows organizations to adapt in a controlled way. The goal isn't constant change, it's staying flexible while maintaining financial discipline. And organizations that get this right remain aligned with strategy, even when conditions change quickly.
Yeah, no, that's great. And then that shift towards continuous planning sounds pretty valuable, but I can imagine that it also, you know, changes how organizations operate day to day. What are some of the common pitfalls teams should avoid along the way?
Yeah, one of the biggest pitfalls I see is that organizations still treat planning as a finance-only exercise. So when planning is only about numbers and budgets and not about how work is actually delivered, the outcome may look neat on paper, but often falls apart in practice. And this is frequently reinforced by a heavy reliance on Excel or custom-built solutions. They may feel flexible, but they usually involve a lot of manual work, limited transparency, and very little consistency over time. And another major issue is underestimating the importance of data quality. If cost, usage, or allocation data isn't reliable or trusted, planning discussions quickly turn into debates about which numbers are right. So instead of conversations about priorities and decisions, that slows everything down and erodes confidence in the process. And finally, very important, unclear ownership between business IT and finance creates silos. decision making becomes slower, alignment suffers, and the same discussions repeat every cycle. Avoiding these pitfalls requires clear roles, shared language, and tools that support collaboration. The planning should help organizations make better decisions, not become an administrative burden.
And for teams that may already, you know, be deep into their annual planning or quarterly cycles, you know, I guess avoiding disruption is key. How can organizations continue to refine or course correct their plans without having to start completely over?
Yeah, the good news is that mid-cycle adjustments don't mean you have to throw the entire plan away and start over. Now, in practice, the key is updating your assumptions rather than rebuilding the whole structure. And a very practical first step is to stop comparing actuals to the original annual budget and instead look at them against your latest forecast. That helps you separate one-off deviations from structural issues that really need attention. And from there, teams can take a fresh look at demand, delivery capacity, and priorities. And this is where rolling forecasts, scenario analysis, and what-if modeling become extremely valuable, because they allow organizations to explore realistic options, like postponing initiatives, reallocating capacity, or adjusting scope, without breaking governance or creating chaos. And just as important is communication. And the business IT and finance need a shared understanding of what has changed and why those changes matter. When everyone works on the same data and framework, course corrections become a normal control mechanism, not a signal that planning has failed.
Sorry, I was on mute. So once a plan is in place, how should organizations measure whether their, you know, planning process was actually successful? And what best practices would you leave with listeners today?
Yeah, actuals versus budget is still an important measure, but it really shouldn't be the only one. So if you only look at year-end numbers, you miss a large part of the story. Planning success is also about how accurate forecasts were throughout the year, and whether the organization was able to respond effectively when things changed. So a good planning process supports better decision-making at every level. That means people having timely insight into cost drivers, understand why variances occur, and know who owns those variances. And it also means being able to have meaningful discussions about trade-offs between cost, value, and delivery, while the year is still in progress, not afterwards. Another important question is trust. Do people believe the numbers? And is the planning process consistent and repeatable from year to year? So if the process changes every cycle or requires a lot of explanation, credibility is quickly lost. So ultimately, planning is successful when it supports strategic execution and also maintains the financial control. But it should also minimize surprises rather than just producing a budget that looks neat at year end.
And what best practices would you leave listeners with today?
Yes, to close out, if I had to boil it down to one key message, it would be this. Treat planning first and foremost as a people process, not a tooling or spreadsheet exercise. The quality of your planning outcomes is largely driven by how well business IT and finance actually work together. So a very practical starting point is having a clear shared definition of your IT products and services, as I explained. So if you're not aligned on what you're budgeting or forecasting for, consistency is almost impossible. But also, invest early in structure and data quality. Without a solid data foundation, automation, forecasting, and AI simply won't deliver the value you expect. And finally, keep planning pragmatic. If the process becomes too complex or disconnected from day-to-day reality, it stops serving its purposes. Planning should support value delivery and better decision-making, not a lot of administrative work.
Awesome. So that wraps us up for today, Peter. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your insights. There were so many valuable takeaways in this conversation, you know, from improving alignment and forecasting to embracing a more dynamic data-driven planning approaches. And thank you everyone to listening to ITFM Insights. We hope this episode gave you practical ideas and fresh perspectives as you navigate your own planning cycles. If you found this conversation valuable, be sure to visit the ITFM Insights page on apptio.com. That's apptio.com, where we have additional resources for you to check out to learn more. So be sure to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes, and we'll see you next time on ITFM Insights.